So we've just been reflecting for 3 or 4 minutes on one of the themes of the Kriyas HaTorah. So today we normally would have read about the institution of Pesach Sheni. And Pesach Sheni is really something sui generis. We don't find anything like it in the halachic system, where you have a karban which has a zman kavua. It's established to be on the 14th of Nisan. It's Docha Shabbos, it's Hutra B'tzibor, if everybody was Tamei. And yet it has this kind of a makeup date. And in addition to the halacha being remarkable, the story itself is remarkable, because the Torah doesn't present that as a straight halacha. The Torah says, oh, by the way, if you can't bring the Karban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan, so bring it on the 14th of Iyar, right? But there's this whole story that we would have read about this morning from Sefer Bamidbar, from Parshas Baloscha, Vayhi Anashim Asher Hayu Tmeim L'Nefesh Adam V'lo Yachlu L'Asos HaPesach V'Yomahu. So you look very carefully at what they say. They really express three different ideas about the Korban Pesach. They say, Lama nigara, since we're Tamei, why should we be diminished? L'vilti hakrivis Korban Hashem. They describe Korban Pesach by a very interesting expression. It's the Korban of Hashem, number one, bimoado, on the moe that it creates. It's really interesting. Normally when it comes to Korbanos, the Korban Musaf, it's because we have a special day that therefore consequently leaves us to offer a korban. So Shabbos has a korban mosaf, Yom Tov has a korban mosaf, etc. Rosh Chodesh has a korban mosaf. It's kind of the other way with the korban Pesach. The offering of the korban Pesach transforms the 14th of Nisan into kind of a quasi Yom Tov in its own right. So b'moado, and then most importantly b'soch b'nei Yisrael, amongst the Jewish people. And Moshe's not sure what to do. We would have read this morning, Imdu v'eshma ma'yitzaveh Hashem lachem. Moshe just, he doesn't want to commit. And then Hashem comes down with the din of Pesach Sheni. And, Hashem says, a person who brazenly doesn't participate in Korban Pesach is chayav kares, which corresponds to the idea of the Korban Pesach being besoch b'nei Yisrael. It establishes one as a member of Klal Yisrael, Kahal Adas Yisrael, as we like to say. The Pasuk says that, they'll have the opportunity to offer the Karban Hashem, Besoch B'nei Yisrael. They can't get exactly the same Moed, because it's not Yudalad Nisan, but they're able to sort of recreate aspects of that on Yudalad Iyar. So I think that the two points that are really worth extracting for now is that Korban Pesach really defies the standard Korban in this way. Korban Pesach reflects one's identity as a member of Klal Yisrael, and therefore the Torah was very sympathetic to people who, for good reason, couldn't participate in Korban Pesach, but wanted to be counted Besoch B'nei Yisrael. They wanted to identify with Klal Yisrael, and therefore a second opportunity is created. In addition to that, it is, as we said, the Korban Hashem. It's the Korban that reflects both that first year in Mitzrayim, and then every year subsequent to that, it reflects our choosing of Hashem. Remember, we chose to slaughter the Egyptian deity, the sheep, as a way of reflecting our commitment to Hashem in general. And every single year, we get to relive that experience. And a person who, for good reason, was unable to participate, but still wants to offer not just the Korban Pesach, but the Korban Hashem. He wants to make that choice all over again. We can't help but have great admiration for that person. And the halacha of Pesach Sheni really celebrates that. It's both the Pesach Hashem, and it's both Besoch B'nei Yisrael. So it's very striking, this will conclude, the following. The last pasuk that we would have read in terms of the regular Kriyas HaTorah is V'chiyagur itchem ger V'asa Pesach LaHashem. So the Mechilta has a Havamina that maybe when you have a ger, what's a ger doing? A ger is basically making a double choice. A ger, a prospective convert, is choosing Hashem, just like the Jews did with the Korban Pesach in Avodah Zarah. And what are they also choosing? Klal Yisrael, to be a member of the Jewish people. It's both of these ideas. Korban Hashem, Besoch B'nei Yisrael. So the Mechilta says, Yachol Kolam Mizgayer, Yavi Korban Pesach. Maybe anybody who wanted to convert would have to bring a Korban Pesach on the spot. And the answer is, as the pasuk continues, you know, kager koyezrach, that they only bring it, you know, when it's actually the appropriate time on Yudalad Nisan. But it's a fascinating idea that part of Giur, part of saying Ameich Ami Belokai Chalokai, choosing Bnei Yisrael and choosing Hashem, the Korban Hashem, maybe an intrinsic part of that would be to offer the Korban Pesach. And I'm not sure that it's not. All that the Mechilta said is, in the end, the proper timing for it all is Yudal Nisan, when the rest of the Tzibor is offering it, because again, it does relate to one's status as a member of the Tzibor. It could very well be that the Havamina, that the initial thought that you have to offer a Korban Pesach as part of your process of Giyur, that we maintain that idea in concept, because the Korban Pesach, unlike any other Korban, reflects A, choosing Hashem, and B, to be a member of the Jewish people, as the Torah says, V'shachtu oso kol kahal adas Yisrael bein ha'arbaim. Okay, so